Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to any of you who are listening to the podcast for the first time today. Thank you for joining me. And I really hope you're going to enjoy many of the previous episodes. Take your time to go through the old episodes of the podcast and also everything that's to come. And also thank you to those of you who regularly send me messages, ask me questions, share the podcast. I really, really do appreciate it. Now, a little update for you all on the book. If you weren't aware, I am writing a book called Level Up. And I'm at the stage at the moment whereby we're just looking at a really interesting part of the editorial process, which is the Level Up is a roadmap, essentially. And it's a roadmap for you to achieve excellence. And I talk about this a lot in the book, excellence being something that you are continually striving towards, just being great at what you do. And obviously, you know, we all talk about this thing on a day-to-day basis. You just want to get better. And this is what I love about the fitness industry. It's about constantly getting better, understanding that there is no finish line. You're always going to have this opportunity to get better. And what I want to highlight in the book is all the areas that I've experienced, and I know other coaches have experienced, to give you a roadmap to tick off all these different areas as a map, as a toolkit for you to say, right, Mark's highlighting, I need to do this. But the interesting thing about editing the book and bringing it all together is just to make sure that even though I've written it, that it's in a really usable format. So I've been spending quite a lot of work this weekend on the subtitle of the book, ensuring that when you actually see the cover of the book, you know what to expect, and then when it flows inside. So it's been a really valuable process so far doing the, not just the writing of the book, that's been incredible. I've got a lot more bits to add when we get towards the next stage of the kind of framework of the book. But I just wanted to give you a heads up of where it's at, because I know a lot of you ask me, and it's nice for me to be able to share the journey with you on the podcast. So when we get closer to the launch, you know what this has taken. And to any of you, to be honest, who are thinking at one stage in your career writing a book, you know, I've learned that it's one thing writing a book, and it's another thing it being in a way that people, you are going to understand and use. And something I actually took from the book was, there's like legacy or storybooks where you're actually talking about your own journey. And then there are a roadmap books, and mine is very much a roadmap, which is sharing part of my journey. And it's great that I'm going to be able to inspire you with each section, knowing that I've done everything that I'm helping you to achieve. But I'm also giving you the tools that you, so you can achieve it too. So that's very, very exciting. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you, episode 140, I'm going to talk to you about missing out on sales. Now, part of my business coaching is always to do with selling. And it's very important to understand that nothing in business happens until a sale is made. It's really important you understand that. There's a lot of coaches who've got a really poor relationship with sales. And I think, you know, I look through the episodes of the podcast and I look at the kind of gap between the last time I talked about sales and, you know, the different kind of topics that I bring up. So there's a mix. And that's actually something about the book. You know, being a fitness professional and developing, it's not just about being knowledgeable at your craft. It's about being a really skilled professional. And it's about your own personal journey, own personal growth. So there's all these different areas you should be focusing on at any given time. And one part of the framework is sales. And in the book, I actually give you a framework of how to be able to sell better. So that when, for example, you're faced with a consultation or a phone consultation, you're able to take that client that you're working with through to them becoming a client. Because here's the thing, in sales, all great salespeople have this understanding that everybody wants the thing that you sell. Everybody wants coaching, an online coaching, or your online courses. But they have a problem. They know, subconsciously or consciously, that it's a problem to them, something that they struggle with. But they need the dots connecting. Now, the only time that this person is ever going to achieve the thing that they want to achieve is if they get sold to. Like, if somebody actually tells them or highlights to them or guides them to investing their money. Now, selling's not a bad thing. You know, just think about the courses you've done with me. Just think about whether it's my online courses, business coaching, whether it's actual personal training. At the end of every time you've done one of our courses or any other course that you've done all over the world, you have improved. What about books? Even if it's $9.99, $15.99, you know, even yesterday I was reading a new copywriting book, and there's some gems in there that I picked up. And one interesting one was just a tip, and I'll just give you this, even though we are talking about sales, this is very important. And it was the principle of KFC. And it was knowledge, and it was feeling, and it was commitment, KFC. And you got to teach people what they need to know, or support people in what they think they know into a way that makes a lot more sense. But then you've got to make people feel a particular way. And when we get into sales, this is actually going to be really important today. If there is no connection, if you know people need to feel a particular way to actually make a commitment to invest, or they need to be made to feel a particular way in a consultation, or when you're reading an article, whether you're reading a sales page on a website, if it connects to an emotional feeling, then that person's closer to investing and buying. So a lot of people talk about personal training, the benefits of personal training, or the features of personal training is all to do with you get a program, you get a diet template, diet plan to follow, you get the training sessions, but people aren't interested in that. They're interested in the emotional feeling of feeling better about their losing their weight. So this was really interesting in the copywriting book, because it's something that I do a lot with how I write, but how they put it into KFC is very easy for you to understand, especially when thinking about food. But the commitment side, commitment is how do you get somebody to make this commitment? And this is really important moving into the sales episode today, because so many of you are missing out on sales because you don't get somebody to make the commitment. So what I'm going to do with you today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about 6 points with reference to online coaching and 6 points reference to personal training. Because I work with a lot of online coaches, online more fitness entrepreneurs, trying to grow and come up being creative. And I say entrepreneurial, people are trying to come up with different ways of creating products and services for their target audience. So if it's online, like personal trainers are trying to come up with different ways to serve and solve problems for their clients. I've said this many times before. I mean, somebody's trying to create ways to solve problems. That's that kind of entrepreneurial flair that people that are constantly thinking about how can I better my services and help more people, okay? Now, before I do, I just want to let you know that next Saturday for the weekend is the start of our personal training mentorship, a 6-month journey. And you will have probably received emails from me over the weekend talking about the mentorship in itself, but more so giving you an opportunity to understand that it is possible. Where you want to get to as a fitness professional, as a personal trainer, especially with the personal training mentorship, it's possible. You know, you might look at other people that are achieving certain things and think it's not possible. All these people have done, guys, is committed to learning, studying, doing more, and actually committing themselves to progressing forward, and you have that same opportunity. Same thing as I talked about in an email, you know, case studies. If you don't know what to do with your clients, it's not just a case of that's the way that it is. There are people like myself and my team that have worked with nearly every case study you could ever imagine. If you're struggling to set your clients' nutrition training programs up, you don't know how to get them to psychologically commit to the training processes, guys, we have the answers. And it just means committing yourself to 3 weekends and working with us as your mentors for the next 6 months. And your business could be so much further forward. You know, come on with us. Join us on our Level Up journey. Mentorship starts. The best thing would be to say, Mark, you know, I've heard a lot about it. I haven't taken action. I know I need to. It's 7 days. Sod it. I'm in. Drop me a DM on Instagram. Go to the mentorship page on M10 Life. Send me the application form or even DM me and say, look, what do I have to do? I want to take action quick. Last year, we had 3 people join 4 days out. And that's because they said, I don't want to miss out on this. I want to be the best that I could be. I want to strive for excellence. And sometimes it gets to the wire where you've got to say, no, I'm in, right? So I'm giving you that opportunity on today's episode to be that person that says, I'm in, all right? So send me a message if you are ready to commit and strive towards leveling up and pursuing excellence. So let's get into today's episode. So I'm going to start actually, because sometimes I kind of talk a little bit about personal training and then move into online coaching, but I'm going to start with a little bit more online coaching, okay? So you're missing out on sales, right? So let's start with online training. The 6 points I'm going to give you, it's a lot easier for you to work on the podcast this way, okay? So the first thing I'm going to discuss is leading DMs forward, right? Now, as of late, I've put various different posts out on my social media feed. Go and have a look at them about trying to increase engagement on social media. My wife has also been showing some fantastic content on her Instagram page, Marsha_Coles. Go and have a look at her page. She's a graphic designer. She's very, very, very talented. But she's providing a lot of value for you guys to understand how, with content, to drive engagement. And ultimately, what we're looking for from an online perspective, we're trying to get more people into our DMs. We're trying to get more engagement. Now, so many of you are missing a sale because you're not leading DMs. You're not leading DMs forward. People will send you a message going, thanks for your post or thanks for your comments. Or you're not asking people to actually send you a DM. But here's the thing with DMs. Let's say someone sent you a DM and asked you a question and you reply. That's a sale that you're missing out on. That's like a girl or a guy coming up to you in a bar, looking at you, never knew them, and they go, how you doing? And you go, I'm fine, thanks. And you turn your shoulders away. Okay? Think about it from a dating perspective. That is a possible opportunity to meet someone, to potentially have a partner, depending on your goal for the evening. Now, your DMs are an opportunity to engage in conversation. The first thing I'm going to do with a DM is I'm going to go straight to their profile. We're going to have a look at who they are, look at what they do, look at whether or not they're sharing some information about their training journey, and start to pick up just from their images, you know, is their technique very good? Are they sharing interesting stuff? Is it just a personal journey of somebody that's just training? And then when you start your DM with them, don't just reply to their question. Just say, look, I took a minute to look at your profile and I can see that you love fitness. What's your actual goal? And leading a DM forward is one of the most valuable ways of turning someone into a sale. Because when somebody feels that you've taken the time and to be interested and then you give them something of value, the goal of your DM is to start solving the problem that exists. You're never going to solve the problem for someone fully, i.e. help them lose 7 to 10 pounds, do a body transformation, increase muscle tissue, whatever it may be. But you can give them a part of the problem. You can provide part of the solution. And in your DMs, if somebody is asking a few questions backwards and forwards, don't just leave it. Like just being in a gym, you know, I would just say, look, I've got 10 minutes now. Let's just jump on the phone. I'll just tell you exactly what you need to do. Send me a number. Just calling somebody can give you the opportunity to turn that into a sale. But if you lead DMs forward, it's a conversation. If you stand at a bar and talk to a girl or a guy and they start chatting to you and you push a little bit further with the conversation, that opens up to a deeper conversation. And it's that conversation that can lead to, what's your number? Shall we meet next week? It's the same thing with DMs. If you lead a conversation a bit further forward and actually put the effort in to drive it forward, beyond answering the question that they've got and asking them a question back and then guiding maybe to a quick 10-minute call, or if you've got any free products that you can give people or a free program you can send to people. And here's the thing, okay? The second point is not following up on a DM, because you might have more conversations in a DM, right? And actually push, really work to make a conversation work. You've got to go into somebody's page. You've got to see what they're interested in. You've got to see what they do. And you've got to show an interest and then give somebody not just an answer, but what do you think to that? Is that something that you could think you can implement into your programming? And then say, if it's something that you've given someone that they're going to go away and work on, whether you send them a video or a free nutrition template or free something, the next point is follow up on your DMs. And what I do inside my DMs is I flag them up. You can put a flag on a DM. And about a week later, 2 weeks later, I'll follow up and I will say, hey, how did you get on? Did it work? Did you lose any weight? Did you improve your strength? And rather than saying, is there anything I can help you with, you actually say, did it work? And they'll come back and they'll say, do you know what? I'm so glad you followed up with me. And then they're like, this is really helpful. This is like customer service. Now, with that follow up, they're like, yeah, I did, but I've hit a bit of a plateau. And you're like, well, this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. So point number three to me is, then you've got to get somebody on a call. So one, in terms of missing out on the sale, is you're not leading DMs forward. Two is you're not following up on DMs, i.e. you're not actually going backwards to people and saying, you're not going back over old DMs and saying, how did you get on? And then I would be saying to you, in terms of missing out on a sale, to anyone that you're having conversations with, get somebody on the phone. Give 10 minutes of your time. And I've talked at length in podcasts gone by about how you convert a sale on the phone. But here's the thing. A lot of people are talking about everything's got to be automated now. It's got to go to the website. And if you've got that all that set up, that's fantastic. But in the early days, you won't. 10 minutes on a quick phone call is incredibly valuable. If you realize that you're the professional that they are inspired to follow and learn from, then they're very, very close to wanting to spend money with you, but you just need to give them more value, more help, more guidance, whether it's a free program, a free diet plan. Get them on the call. Find out what they're genuinely struggling with. It's so important that you get somebody further forward than just a hello, a like, or a thank you. So you've got to get people on a call. The next thing is engaging with people at the top of your stories. Yeah, if people are consistently watching your stories, do not think that these people are going to eventually reach out to you. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Every person that's on social media at the moment, everyone that's trying to build an online business, trying to build an online business basically means you're a startup, right? Now, I, after all my years of doing what I do, will very rarely have to DM somebody to strike up conversations, okay? Message somebody that likes my content. I get so many DMs. How my sales process is moving forward in DMs that I get every day. You know, you guys will message me from the podcast, you message me from following my content. And that's where I strike up, that's where I guide the sales through, okay? And I'm helping you, you know, without a DM from you, I'm not going to be able to tell you what you need to do to help your business move forward, and you value me helping you. But if you are new and trying to build an online business, you're a startup business. When I started up, I was in the local butchers, I was in the local chiropractors, I was getting in the local press. I was doing everything that I possibly could to get more attention. So if people are at the top of your stories, they want to actually engage with you, but they're probably nervous, they don't really know how to use social media. And as a startup business, you've got to be aggressive. You've got to get inside the DMs and you've got to like other people's content back. And this is the other thing, go to the top 10, 15 people that are liking your stuff and start to like their stuff. Start to leave comments on their stuff. Because if you start liking people's stuff, how do you feel when you get a couple of likes? It makes you feel good, right? So when somebody's like just a, you know, they're not a trainer, they're just somebody that's training in the gym, and the trainer, the person that they follow, starts to actually engage with their content, likes their it makes them feel like there's a connection. It happens to me every single week. I like a trainer's post. I'll maybe comment on a trainer's post because I keep in the game with this, okay? And the train or message we got, thanks for engaging with me. That starts a conversation. That's where you're missing out on sales. So the top 10 people that regularly like your stories, and it does rotate, go onto their page, like their content, comment on their content, and start to strike up a conversation. Okay, that's where you're missing out on sales. There is hundreds and thousands of pounds worth of online coaching at your disposal if you're prepared to do the work. Okay. Same thing with likes. People that are consistently liking your content, are you liking their stuff? Are you commenting back on their stuff? It's the same thing. It's so important that you do this. So we've got leading DMs. We've got not following up on old DMs. We've got getting people on a call. We've got engaging with people at top of the stories. We've got engaging with people that are top of your likes, the consistent likes on your content. And you'll be thinking, well, you know, how do all these turn into sales? It's all engagement. It's all a relationship building, and it's all moving the conversations forward. One of the most important things, if you want to be an online marketer, if you want to grow an online business, you have to become very, very good at digital communication. Writing, copywriting, sales strategies. And if you have a platform on Instagram and no one's engaging with you, be the engager. So here's your challenge this week, and I want you all to DM me and say, I accept the challenge. DM me and say, I accept the challenge. The challenge is to like and comment on all of the people that are at the top of your Insta stories and all of the people that are at the top of the likes on your posts this week, and like their stuff, like what they post every day, comment genuinely, don't just put I love this, comment genuinely on what they're posting, and strike up conversations, and I guarantee there'll be more engagements, more DMs, and more conversations started, which is where you're missing out on the opportunity driving someone through to a sale. And the final thing, you're not collecting email addresses. You're not collecting email addresses. If you run an online business, let's say, for example, you work with weight loss and muscle building, and I've talked about the kind of free products that you can give away to people on previous episodes. But if you have a template at home, which is a workout plan, now maybe you've not skilled in ClickFunnels, maybe you don't know how to build lead magnets yet, which are very valuable, things that I actually teach you at length about in my Brand Impact Mastery 12-week business marketing and branding course. But creating a standalone page on your website, a hidden page, or a ClickFunnels page, which you can create a opt-in and give people a free product or download in exchange for an email address. But even if you're relatively new, you can collect an email address by having a nutrition template, maybe a calorie formula, maybe a program template. And when you're DMing people and they're struggling to do something, and you can send them something, collect their email, add it to an Excel spreadsheet, and that needs to go to a weekly emails, because you're missing out on sales by not getting people's email addresses. Because if somebody was in a weekly rotation of an email, building relationships with you, or you're building relationships with them, you have a great opportunity to convert an email to a sale. An email is a more committed person who's interested in your products and services. They're not ready to buy, not yet, but you can collect email addresses and move people through a weekly email list where they're getting more valuable content from you, where you can present your results and content, where people will see it, where people will open your emails, and that is a great opportunity to drive a sale. A lot of our sales happen in emails, not necessarily off the social media platforms. So you're missing out on opportunity of selling by not collecting email addresses, not communicating with your potential clients and current clients by email. Okay, when I say current clients, sorry, I mean your older clients, people that have worked with you in the past that may come back. You know, when you collect an email and you start sending regular emails, you're keeping in contact with people that were clients, not just potential clients. So email addresses are extremely valuable. And when you are inside DMs and you aren't necessarily 100% certain that somebody would jump on a call, I'll send you a program, I'll send you a nutrition plan, and I'll just give me your email address and I'll send it over, and then save all the email addresses in an Excel file and start sending weekly emails to your potential clients or past clients. So there's a nice list for you from an online perspective. Now, I have talked about how you make the sale happen inside a call. You remember, in DMs, it's not likely that you're going to sell 100 to £150 worth of online coaching just by a few messages backwards and forwards, unless you've got a very sophisticated sales process that guides somebody to a website and the website's full of videos and testimonials, and guides somebody to a purchase point on your website, which is actually done in a sales copy style, the likelihood of you converting just by texting a DM or to a website is very slim, which is why the majority of online coaches would want to get somebody on the phone to do a consult on the phone, like you would do a PT client, and turn that person into a client. Now, personal training. This is a biggie, right? Now, I would say, personal trainers, you have it a lot easier than online coaches, because you can use body language. You can use your personality, because a lot of fitness professionals really struggle to convey their personality through the written word, especially on online training. And especially if you're, you know, don't present yourself very well on video, it's very, very hard to convey the exact message that you want of your brand in video and in text. But in the gym, you can have a great personality, build great relationships with people. And here's how you're missing out on sales. When you're talking to people, you're not finding out what they struggle with. You have all this superficial chat. They love going to the gym. They love training. They love going on holiday. They love cars. But you don't delve into the conversation and find out what people are struggling with. And to do that, you've got to dig a little bit deeper. Like, what, you know, I want to know why you've joined the gym. Oh, I just want to get stronger. Great. So what are you doing this weekend? That's where the conversation ends. I don't go, why did you join the gym? They're like, oh, I just want to get stronger. For what reason? And then people go, I just felt it's a bit time, I want to get stronger. Have you been injured? Oh, mate, I have to tell you, I've had a bad back for 10 years. That's why I'm here. And I'm like, great. There we go. Right? Why are you at the gym? I just want to lose weight. Oh, right, cool. And you walk off. No. I want to lose weight. Why do you want to lose weight? Just so I feel a bit better. How do you feel at the moment by being the weight that you are? Genuinely, I look in the mirror and I'm sick and tired of how I look. Now, this actually takes maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. Could take longer to get that level of depth. We've got to push. And this is just general conversation. If I was, if you're at the bar with somebody, right, and you're chatting away and everything's just superficial, it's just funny, people like to feel emotionally connected to somebody. And at one point, most majority of people like to have a slightly deeper conversation to see whether there's a level of depth to you. When you see a level of depth in that kind of like social environment, it's like, do you know what? We had such a great time, but I don't know whether we have a lot more in common. So in a dating scenario, you're always looking to see whether, yes, the superficial fun side is great, but are we compatible on a slightly deeper level? Because there's a connection in a relationship sense that people want to make with people that go beyond just having a drink in a bar. You know, are they kind? Are they sensitive? Are they caring? What do they want out of life? Do they, are they the type of person that eventually wants children if you want children? So that's the thing that gets the connection. And it's the same thing in the gym. You're not going to be able to sell anything. You're missing out on sales if you don't find out why the person wants to join the gym or why they're at the gym. And if they want to get stronger, why do you want to get stronger? Because I'm sick and tired of being on the beach and never seeing my chest. Now I can start delving into the fact that you don't like how you look in the mirror, the fact that you want a bigger chest, the fact that you want a bad back. And then if I'm, they're in the gym next time, I'm like, can I just be honest with you? You know the exercise you're doing? It's probably going to make your back worse. Oh, well, I don't really know what I should be doing, but I think being here is a good thing. Okay, well, let me take you over to the 45-degree hip extension rather than trying to do dumbbell RDLs. And I'll show you how you can completely switch it from feeling it in your lower back to feeling it in your hamstrings and your glutes. There's your value. That's the missing out on the sale. That's where the person goes, no one's ever shown me that. Amazing. You work on that person a little bit more. You give them a little bit more advice a couple of weeks down the line. And then it's where you can drive them through to the consultation. The second point, not following up with inquiries. They're still interested. Inquiries. People that have shown a degree of interest over the last 1 week, 2 week, month, 2 months. If they've inquired but not followed through, get back in touch. Maybe you've not found out what they're really struggling with. Maybe you've not discussed the whole thing that somebody wanted a bigger chest, but you left it like that and you said, well, here's a chest workout to follow. But have you actually taken somebody in the gym and actually shown them how it feels to feel your pecs? How it feels to take them into a fully shortened range, how it feels to take them to a more of a lengthened range and actually feel the contraction of the chest. Inquirers are interested. You've just not converted the sale. And that's something you have to work on. So get back in touch with people and say, hey, how are you doing? I know it's been a little while. Just wanted to know how your training's been going. And that can just strike up a conversation. Or following up with old inquiries could be simply by having a weekly email that's going out, and you know that the 10 inquiries that you've had over the last 2 months, 5 of them had bad low backs, 3 of them genuinely, I think, didn't really like how they looked. So why don't you start composing your emails? And please, I'm going to be very fully transparent with you all. Go back over the last email that I sent you. Now, I want to teach you how I write and what I do. Now, I've had one guy who's coming on our mentorship, and he messaged me this week and he said, "Mark, the last email that you sent out was one of the biggest things that I struggle with, case studies, writing client case studies. I don't know how to put them together to ensure that my clients make consistent progress." So when you wrote that email, I nearly wanted to buy the mentor, to pay for the mentorship twice. He's already booked to do the mentorship starting next Saturday. And he said to me, "I read that email and in my head, I nearly wanted to pay for it twice," because he went, "I can't wait to come to the mentorship because you're going to show us how to set up every single part of the case study." And that email in itself sparked 5 inquiries this weekend to come on the mentorship, 7 days out. 7 days out, right? Because I know how much you guys are struggling. Now, if I didn't highlight to you that you were struggling with case studies and we're going to teach you that on the mentorship, no one would have reached out. If I just said, "Oh, the mentorship is three weekends and, you know, it's inspiring and motivating, but I'm actually understanding exactly what you guys are struggling with." So imagine going out to your old inquiries and doing the same thing. One email on a Monday to do with back injuries and how you can prevent them and make yourself stronger. One, it can go out about, you know, how you perceive yourself when you look at yourself and how you can actually do something about it with the right guidance and coaching. And here are 3 things you could do this week to try that. And somebody will eventually email you and say, "I did inquire 2 months ago. Your email really helped me today and I just wonder whether I could get back in touch." You're missing out on a sale. Not keeping in touch with old clients. Number 3, old clients are still people that want to train. They may have done 10, 16 weeks, 6 months with you and then had a break because they've had a child, they've got busy, they had a promotion at work, they traveled abroad, whatever it may be. But if you're not keeping in touch with old clients, whether it's through email or DMing on social media and liking their stuff on social media, or just dropping them a WhatsApp every so often, or keeping them inside a Facebook group, or keeping them inside a WhatsApp engagement group with your clients, these are people that you're missing out on sales. Old clients are missing out on sales because every few months you should be, you know, digging back through everybody and saying, "Why am I not keeping in touch with these?" So you need them on email lists, you need them on WhatsApp groups, you need them inside Facebook groups, because there are always clients that potentially come back. You could email your client list every single week and they have an opportunity to come back. Number 4 is not introducing yourself to every single member in the gym. This is something that personal trainers are inherently bad at. Not introducing yourself to every single member in the gym. No excuse. Every single person. Now, at the Mastermind on Friday, we went through avatar building. And it wasn't just, you know, age, sex, you know, profession. We delved into really, really what your ideal client struggles with on a day-to-day basis, what they want most out of their life, where they want to be in life, you know, delving right down to the point we could sit there and actually picture our clients, potential clients, inside out. Now, if you don't talk to every member, you don't get an idea for who could potentially be a client. And I will tell you this, you have to work on the people that you want to train. When I was, you know, working in a health club, there were the people I wanted to train, the more professional people, the ones that kept turning up in there, the ones that didn't look like they knew what they were doing. And I wanted to work with the people who wanted to train harder. I wasn't looking for the 19 to 20 year olds that wanted to just come and train chess. They wouldn't want a PT. I don't want to look for the people that have got to a point in their life where they want a PT, where they want to improve, they don't know how to improve, they're trying their best, but they need to be sold too. So I would be making sure I talk to everybody, trying to find out their personality, what they're struggling with, building a relationship with them. And the ones I didn't want to train, I wouldn't pursue. And the ones that I did want to train, I would pursue. You know, Joe Bennett, when he was on the podcast last with me, hypertrophy coach, Joe said to me, you know, I used to see guys in the gym and go, "I want to train him." And you'd go over and you'd say, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, and even just introduce yourself. You know, me training at the moment at Zone Gym, I'm looking around the gym and there's so many people I'm talking to at the moment where I train in London. And these guys are like, you know, they're the type of people that I could develop a relationship with. But then I see other people in the gym, they don't even speak to anybody. Now, fine, that's maybe, you know, they've not got that professional mindset that I have. But every person that you talk to is a potential client. So you need to know every single person in the gym. And I have this mindset with me when I go in the gym and always have, that I like to talk to talk to the people that either could be potential clients or either people that I'm inspired to train around, so that I've got people around me and the energy is great, but you can handpick who you then train when you know everybody. Number five, not quitting in a consultation. Here's a biggie. This goes online coaches as well. Whether you're on the phone or whether you're face-to-face with somebody, you quit. The consultation's kind of, it just becomes a conversation. You haven't really got a sales process, which, guys, please, if you want to know as a personal trainer how to sell, there's my 5-stage sales program. Go online. It's $97.50. I'll tell you exactly how much it is. It's cheap to fill your diary. It's a video course. I teach you everything. But here's the thing. You're sitting in a consultation. The person's told you what they're struggling with. The person's told you the time frame that they want to achieve their goals. They've told you what they don't know enough about. You've highlighted to them the results that you've achieved with your clients. They've gone, to be honest with you, yeah, I'm just not ready, right? When someone says I'm not ready or it's too expensive, you give up. That's not the time to give up. When they say it's too expensive, you're like, well, I'm interested to know, kind of, considering that you've told me that you want to achieve this, this is your time frame, this is what we've looked at, what is there at this point that you still feel you don't know enough about, either the coaching process or your goals? Let's go back over them. Let's find out again. I want to understand a little bit more about your motivations for training and why you want to train. And remember this in a consultation. If someone says it's too expensive, they've not realized there's enough value. And in that conversation, I go, well, look, you know, out of interest, the goal that you said you want, is that the only goal that you have? And I've always taken people at the end of a consultation when they've said no, and I've gone right back to, you know, the goal that you said, just out of interest, you've said to me that it's too expensive. That to me genuinely means that it's not something you actually value. So I'd love to know whether the real reason that you said you're with me is the real reason. And just very quickly, you can see people snap back to, well, I said I want to lose weight because I want to go on holiday. The real reason is I've just split up with my boyfriend. Well, that's the real reason. And here's the thing. When you get to that proper emotional connection as to why somebody is actually in the gym or online or why they want to do what they want to do, the reason why they've said no is because possibly you've missed out on what the true emotional reason is that they're with you. And I would go straight back to the beginning of the consultation process and say, the real reason, is that the real reason? And when they say no, I've got my sale. I bring it straight back to, now that's the reason why you need to work with me. And number six is not being bold and suggesting people work with you. This is so important. You know, when you're a personal trainer in the gym on a day-to-day basis, you know, I used to have the little, I was slightly cocky when I was working the gym. But I would chat to people. I'd find out what their emotional reason for being in the gym was. I'd find out what they were struggling. I'd help them on a day-to-day basis. I'd give them everything I could. Maybe if you've had 20 minutes of my time. And I'd just turn around to them at the end of that and say, look, you want to get to here. I've showed you exactly what you need to do, and you know that you can't get on your own. So let's just sit down for 20 minutes today or tomorrow when you're next in. Let's just talk about how we can put together a plan to get there. Now, even if they say, to be honest with you, I'll crack on with what I'm doing, then I just keep laying in and I keep going back into the coaching and I wind them up and I say, hey, you know, when are we getting coaching started? At most appropriate times, not every time I see them. But there are so many people in the gym on a day-to-day basis that you're chatting to that you're not finding out what they're struggling with. You're not following up with them. You're not continuing to add value. You're not giving them things that they can work on. And then when you got to that point where you know somebody knows that you can help them, you just got to be bold. And you've got to say, look, when are we sitting down for a consultation? Because you want to get somewhere. You're not getting somewhere. You know I can get you there. We can get started. What do you say? The person on a night out who gets the number is the person who asks for the number. The person who makes a sale as a personal trainer or online coach is the one that asks for the sale. Now, this is the biggest issue that people have when it comes to missing out on sales, is you don't ask for the sale. Are you ready to get started with me? You've done all the groundwork, but you're sitting there on a day-to-day basis missing out on sales all the time. Online, face-to-face, guys, if you've got even a handful or a few hundred followers online, or you work in a gym with 1,000 members, 500 members, crikey, at M10 we've got 150 members, and the coaches that are new to the team fill their diary within 10 weeks on the members in the gym. So when people say to me, one, I can't charge more. I'm like, well, I charge Dublin in a market town where everybody was charging 30. So I disagree on that. Two, you can't fill your personal training diary unless there's thousands of members. Rubbish, because my team at Nottingham filled their diary from 150 members, you know. And so it's possible, you're just not doing enough. You're missing out on sales because you're not being proactive. You're not speaking to people. You're not doing the things that's told to you to do every single day. Get inside DMs, follow questions up, get people on phone calls, interact with your likes and stories and engagements, ask for more engagement, and then ask for the sale. You know, as a personal trainer on a day-to-day basis, you've got to take these conversations further. You've got to work people through to an end sale as opposed to sitting back and expecting business to come to you. Pretty, pretty deep, lot of content, should I say, covered in today's episode. I really, really, really hope you found it of value. Remember, when you start next week, the sale's right in front of you all the time. You listen to the episode, take notes, go out there, don't miss sales. Guys, last chance, please remember, we will have started next week. The mentorship begins next week. If you're a personal trainer, wherever you are in the UK, we've got people coming over from Ireland, even somebody that's had to defer because of the virus over in Asia, but he was going to be traveling over three times across the six-month period to actually be on the mentorship. Personal training mentorship, go and check it out. If you want to level up and strive for excellence as a professional, come and do it with us. Drop me a DM. Guys, for those of you, for wherever you are over the world, around the world, have a fantastic week. And please share the podcast, send me a message. Let's help more personal trainers achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. Take care, guys. Have a great day.